On August the 4th, 1914, the United Kingdom declared war on Germany, a war that later became known as the Great War, or World War One. Tonight, we'll tell the story through words and music, both from and inspired of that time, and especially about a boy from the Black Country. So good evening and welcome for the next 2 hours, Memories of the Great War, the Diary of a Black Countryman. Good evening and welcome. This is Roy Felstead. This evening, for just these 2 hours, we will go back to a time just before 1914 and during 1914. We've been gratefully helped by the Dudley Archives and also by local resident and listener who's uncovered their diary of their grandfather who fought in the 1914 war. And I think we should join him because we're actually going to start a few years before 1914. His name is John, to his friends, and he enrolled when he was 16 in about 1905, 1906, but I say, he can tell the story better himself.
Enlisted in 1905, 23rd of October, going by train from Dudley Station to Norton Barracks, having a few days training on how to use a rifle, then embarked for Ireland via Cross Irish Channel. Landing in Ireland, entrained for Templemore, County of Cork, there for a few months before moving to Dublin. My battalion was then the first Worcesters going there. We occupied Portobello Barracks. I was there for 2 or 3 months and having 6 weeks furlong to England, which cost me 19 and 6 one way for having a very rough and sick journey across the Irish Channel. Whilst there, I had my papers come to say, hold yourself in readiness for service abroad, which was India.
He was a professional soldier, and as you'll get to hear during the show, that was his job. It's what he wanted to do. Was born and brought up in Briley Hill on John Street, and J.H. Burton was his name. We'll tell you his story, both during the war and a little bit afterwards, as we go through tonight. What we'll do is try and set the scene for you leading up to 1914. Not all was doom and gloom. It was a time different from now. The media was not as mass as it is now, not with television, nor the vast expanses of radio. The way in which you got to know what was going on was through the papers, and would you believe, through books and song. So we're going to bring some of those to you. Inevitably, we've got to have some songs of the time. I should have said, we opened up the show by playing They Didn't Believe Me, which was written by Jerome Kern. First brought into a musical in 1914. And Jerome Kern went to write on some very famous songs a long time. But that was his first hit, would you believe? And you might recognise the music if you've seen the film, Oh, What a Lovely War, because it actually is given the soldiers verses to it. And that's what happened to a number of songs you'll hear tonight. In their original state with the original lyrics is the soldiers took them and changed them to describe the conditions they were in. Talking of the soldier, of course, we want to go back to John Burton. He's still with it. Well, we're still with him in 1906. Let's see what's happening to him next.
Now, coming off my leave and joining my regiment and 300 of us in train to Southampton on 3rd of December 1906. Embarked 5th December and set sail on 6th of December on the troop ship Plassey, making the total troops on board about 5,000. Going through the Mediterranean, past Malta, Port Suez, through the Suez Canal and into the Red Sea and Indian Ocean, passing the east coast of Africa, having my 1906 Christmas about 2 days from Bombay, where the place where I landed. I joined 2nd Worcesters in the latter end of 1906 at a place called Ahmednagar, which is about 90 miles from Bombay and is the second class hill station, being there till 1906, this being the place where we did that famous Kitchener's test, marching 15 miles to do it. Now moving to Jansai in central India, which is one of the hottest places in India, 125 degrees in the shade.
So within a couple of years, John Burton is out in the east and the far east and getting rather warm, but he's doing his job. He's there as was called then the Empire, and being the professional soldier, he would go where he was sent to go to fight. There were some songs around the time, some songs that had been put to popular pieces of music. You might recognise both the music and the lyrics to this, popular at the turn of the century. Jerusalem, very popular, both as a poem but also with the music, and you may have heard that recently at the Commonwealth Games. Well, if you do, whilst you're in tonight and listening to this programme, have your own stories to tell of your own relatives from 1914 or around the First World War, please don't hesitate to drop us a line tonight at studio@thebridgeradio.net. That's studio@thebridgeradio.net. And if whatever stories you've got, if you do pop along on a line to us tonight, then hopefully we'll be recounting them tonight. And if not, we shall certainly use them for another programme in the near future. Whilst researching for this, we've uncovered so many stories and such goodwill about wanting to tell the stories across the area. Hopefully this won't be the last show that we will do tonight. We'll go back to John Burton again. Remember, the professional soldier from Briley Hill. Let's see where he is now.
600 men moving every year to hill stations, myself going to a place called Raniket, facing the Himalayan mountains. Mount Everest was quite visible. And when the heat breaks off a bit, we come down again, now occupying my time in wild beast shooting, etc. Staying in this place till 1912, and having orders again to hold myself in readiness for Egypt. Embarking the troopship Plassey again, and landing in Alexandra, occupying wooden huts at the side of the beach. Now Alexandria is a lovely seaside resort, well populated with French people, and that place, Abuka, which is about 6 miles from Alexandria, where once there was a famous navy battle took place. And it was a seaside place we used to take our daily swimming. We moved further into Egypt to a place called Cairo, this being a very large place which is inhabited by all nationalities, and is noted for the Sphinx and pyramids, which is one of the wonders of the world, and myself having the pleasure of visiting the temple at the head of the Sphinx, and also the pleasure of going to the top of the pyramids.
The next time we'll hear from John, it'll be closer to the events that took part in the autumn, late summer and early autumn of 1914. We'll bring you up to date now with those. Lots of words were written, as well as for songs, but also for poems that were widely read at the time. One of those was for a poet, Edward Thomas, who in June 1914 found himself in a small village in Gloucestershire called Adlestrop.
Yes, I remember Adlestrop, the name, because one afternoon of heat, the express train drew up there unwontedly. It was late June. The steam hissed. Someone cleared his throat. No one left, and no one came on the bare platform. What I saw was Adlestrop. Only the name. And willows, willow herb and grass, and meadow sweet, and haycocks dry, no whit less still and lonely fair than the high cloudlets in the sky. And for that minute, a blackbird sang close by, and round him, mistier, farther and farther, all the birds of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire.
So from a quiet, simple English summer, things in other parts of Europe are getting more serious. The shooting of Franz Ferdinand led to a number of nations standing together against each other in their defence. Treaties were brought into line, and discussions about who should be supporting who and where got involved, very involved. We'll leave those complexities alone, but we'll allow the voice of one of the men, key men, to tell you about that. But the mobilisation of the armies are taken together. They're all packing up, putting together or their war packs.